From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Hillary Clinton gets a big boost. President Barack Obama formally endorsed Democratic presidential nominee, presumptive nominee Hillary Clinton after meeting with her rival Bernie Sanders Thursday in a bid to unite the party and defeat controversial Republican nominee Donald Trump.
I had a great meeting with him this week, and I thanked him for shining a spotlight on issues like economic inequality and the outsized influence of money in our politics and bringing young people into the process. Embracing that message is going to help us win in November. But more importantly, it'll make the Democratic Party stronger, and it will make America stronger.
In videotaped remarks released by the Clinton campaign, President Obama said he knows how difficult it is to be president, and that's why he knows his former Secretary of State is capable of doing the job. Israel has revoked 83,000 permits for Palestinians in the West Bank, barring them from entering the country during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. It also has frozen work permits for more than 200 relatives of the two Palestinian gunmen who attacked a shopping area in Tel Aviv on Wednesday.
We are really putting our safety in the hands of the Israeli security forces, and let the Palestinian understand they cannot break us.
That's Reuven Rivlin, the president of Israel. Eyewitnesses say the Palestinian gunmen were dressed as businessmen sitting at a restaurant when they pulled guns out of their bags and started shooting people. On Wall Street, U.S. stocks closed lower on Thursday. The Dow down 19 points, the S&P 500 off 3, and the Nasdaq Composite lost 16. This is